You're going to miss me when I'm gone, promise. So this is actually the last incorrectly numbered episode, and no matter what that blithering idiot says in 30 seconds time, this is episode 12. Well, hopefully I won't have to make one of these announcements ever again. Thank you. So, welcome back to what might, but probably won't, be the final episode. We'll have to see what happens because, well, I think we're up to episode 14 of The Secret of Castronegro, a scenario that theoretically could be run in one session, but not by us. Definitely not by us.
Oh, no.
And by us, I mean the Dream Team, the Apocalypse Players, and Grizzly Peaks Radio coming together like peanut butter and jam, or chocolate and peanut butter. I don't know, whatever combination is the most sensual.
Peanut butter and anaphylactic shock.
Amazing. Yeah, so we're back. Dom, Dan, Danon, Joe, Scott, and myself, Andy. We're here again in Castronegro, and we had a very entertaining, I think, end to the last session. Well, first, amazingly, this group made friends. I didn't expect them to ever make friends with anyone at any point in the scenario, but they made friends with Colonel
Gaddafi.
Constable Fred Garcia, who turns out he might have had a small sliver of conscience still left in that sort of dried up heart of his, because with a little bit of intimidation, a little bit of fast talk, Lionel persuaded him that, well, perhaps he, following the orders of old Bernardo Diaz up in the mansion and turning a blind eye to the numerous disappearances of innocent people in this town, perhaps wasn't really what he should be doing as an officer of the law. And he agreed to cover for them and tell Diaz that they had left town, leaving them to conduct their investigations in a more secretive way, out of the away from the prying eyes of all the local relatives. I think when you asked who they should avoid, Garcia said essentially everyone. So then, of course, the next obvious thing to do was for Dr. Fleischmann to stride out into the middle of the town in broad daylight, holding in his hands the horrific mythos tome Unersprechlichen Kulten, the book that William Godfrey himself had acquired from the tomb, to try and get an insight into what exactly had been going on in their foul rituals. But I think luck was on his side in more ways than one, because he then tried to, with the aid of Shatterhand, I'm not sure exactly why Shatterhand came into this, he had done nothing wrong, but Fleischmann decided the best thing to do was to stare deeply into Shatterhand's eyes whilst trying to cast a spontaneous Cthulhu Mythos spell. And he received a vision that might be very, well, it was certainly horrific, and it might be very useful, because it showed him a vision of the past, of what became of William Godfrey, of Dr. William Godfrey, his friend, who had been dismembered and torn apart by some shapeless, foul entity in the basement of the barn. This entity seemed to be somewhat scared of the silver sickles being carried by the cowled cultists who had dragged Dr. Godfrey to his horrific fate. But of course, this vision didn't go down too well with Dr. Fleischmann, who immediately had a bout of madness and developed another mania, an obsession with cemeteries. And he was about to race off on the back of Shatterhand to one of multiple burial places that he was currently aware of, and we unfortunately are yet to find out what they are, because his pals just managed to get out and follow him out into the town square in time to stop him riding off on Shatterhand, who he thought was some kind of mechanical riding vehicle, as he was searching for the ignition switch. Ooh. Oh, that is a good point. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt your flow, but I think, yeah, we did steal stuff from the shop, but I'm pretty sure we recovered that.
You did.
You could just cut that out. Cut my interruption out.
I'll just restate that. No, because I didn't say where it came from, did I?
You did, yeah, that we'd stolen it from the tombs, yeah.
Yes, yes. All right, so, and you have got outside just in time to stop Dr. Fleischmann doing something unspeakable to poor Shatterhand and riding off to a cemetery. But he's still, of course, deep in the grip of this bout of madness. He must get to a burial place, and it must be now.
Hey, Fleischmann, get off. What are you doing? I run down.
Jesse, you stop him. I'll get Sally, and I'll run for the Palomino.
Isn't the Turin horse? What are you, Nietzsche? 3 days from death or something like that? Get off the fucker.
No time to lose. The dead will not wait.
I'd like to wrestle him off Old Shatterhand.
Over my shoulder, I say, yeah, that's it, Turin. Something about that. That's what I was trying to talk about.
Yeah, yeah!
I just whistle. Get Old Shatterhand to stay still, unless the connection is greater than mine.
Well, the connection is deep. The connection is deep and strong. So what I would do, I would say this. It's going to be an opposed role between Jesse's... Well, do you have animal handling or ride? Either animal handling or ride.
My ride, I'll go for, probably.
Okay, it's going to be a posed role between your ride and Dr. Fleischmann's power.
And this is the green die, right?
This will be the green, yes. Oh, well.
Come on.
Oh. Well, I think...
Can I push it?
Yes. You can both push the roll if you want.
Double fail.
I'd like to push it by, like, the whistle doesn't work, so I'd like to come up and, like, actually grab onto the reins and try and lay hands on, as it were, like a Baptist preacher.
Dan, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've really tickled myself with this one. I've gone into the territory of a different role-playing game here, I suspect.
Please.
But I'm having visions of things like Crocodile Dundee and your deep bond with the horse. You rushing over, I feel like, is not as important as perhaps you would be as if you took to one knee, opened your shirt, and showed your breast. Something like, do you see what I'm trying to say here? It's like...
I did that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do the kind of symbols. It's like, but of course, inevitably, if it does move, I am opening you up to a terrible push. So we can cut all of that. And I never spoke.
No, I like it. I like it. I'm going to go with it. But I'll do that to push, if that's fair. I'll drop down to a knee and I will open my rippling chest. And you realise it's rippling, and that gives everyone a sanity roll.
Yeah, roll sand.
Because there's obviously something living underneath.
Are you doing that bodybuilder thing where you can make your pectoral muscles just kind of go in and out?
Insight to Andy's weekend watching.
But I will do that, and that's how I'm pushing my roll.
I so want you to fail this. Right, you just hit
green again.
Green again.
Yes!
Oh, no! Oh, it's one.
I could spend a point of luck, couldn't I?
You could spend a point of luck, yes, absolutely. Well, no, you know what? I'm going to say no because you're in a bout of madness. I usually don't let people do things like with any deliberation. However, it doesn't matter because Jesse, I don't know what... Tell me what goes wrong, Jesse.
I think I'm too much Magic Mike and not enough Crocodile Dundee. I'm too focused on the pectoral rhythms and I'm not focused enough on gaining his attention. Obviously, I also don't know this clear connection between him and Fleischmann has occurred, so maybe I'm taking it a bit lackadaisical. I'm assuming it'll work, and it just doesn't.
Fleischmann, this intense bond that you have developed with Shatterhand, you're almost feeling what Shatterhand is seeing, and Shatterhand is looking at Jesse. You know when horses get that wild look in their eyes, when something really freaks them out, like they see fire or something and they kind of lift their head and their eyes almost roll backwards. This is exactly what happens when Shatterhand sees Jesse's nipples and his thick sort of carpet of chest hair.
It's what they do when they see fire or Channing Tatum and they just bolt.
At least he didn't mistake your nipples for carrots.
It could be worse.
And then feeling this bucking sensation beneath you, Fleischmann, Shatterhand just surges forwards. His powerful forelegs pounding into the dirt and he stretches and leaps over Jesse. And the question is, will he clip you on the way through with the back?
Oh, let's find out.
So Jesse, make a luck roll.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, justice.
Yes.
That's something.
And you sprawl backwards into the dirt as Shatterhand's hind legs, basically just his hooves just brush the top of your head, almost taking a little millimetre of your scalp off, but you avoid any serious injury as you sprawl backwards and you see Shatterhand.
Well, I've trained him to do that. He's got these horseshoes with combs on the bottom and that's part of our act. So it's that.
And a valiant effort though you made, Fleischmann is now racing through town on the back of Shatterhand and Fleischmann.
Follow him, goddammit! We're supposed to be keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
I think the sympathetic connection means that my eyes have rolled back and I'm foaming at the mouth and going as well.
Like Bran in Game of Thrones. His eyes have just gone white and he's walking into this horse.
So I was already running for the horse, right?
Yeah, I mean, you want to try and grab?
Oh no, I was running for my own horse because I...
Oh, for your own horse. Okay. Right, yes.
Otherwise, you're just flying backwards like a flag.
Obviously, Harlan can get on.
Sally, the Palomino blonde.
Harlan, of course, can get to Sally. Maybe we'll have to see how quickly you can mount her, as it were. And what are the rest of you doing whilst Jesse,
crying
you're
deeply.
Yeah, you're sprawled in the dust. Lionel and Gilbert, you see this ridiculous scene playing out in front of you.
This is pure Lovecraft, isn't it? It's like being in one of the stories.
Maybe Sweet Ermengarde.
I think, to be fair, in the moment, I'm convinced he's got some sort of black magic, or he's done something to, because I've raised this horse from a foal. Like, there's no way it would ever go with this fucking maniac over me. So he's done something to it. So I'm furious, and I want to catch up as soon as possible. So I might try and jump on Harlan's mare.
On the back of Sally.
We'll see, yeah.
Okay, Gilbert and Lionel, what about you?
I think I'm sort of standing around, like, yelling, follow him, but knowing that, like, looking around, even if there was a horse, another horse, I wouldn't know how to ride it. I think I'm feeling slightly impotent, to be honest.
Yeah, and Lionel is just standing there, regretting every decision in life that he's made that has brought him to this point.
Ah, fantastic. There's maybe some people to start coming out of their residences at the sound of this activity. I'll tell you what, Gilbert and Lionel, the two of you can make a group luck roll, given that Jesse is going to try and get on to the back of Sally.
I am, if possible.
Cool, so that'd be me. Oh dear.
No. 54.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, you're scanning the square. There's no immediate way. There's no vehicles there waiting, conveniently waiting with their door open, the engine running. You're going to have to, you're on your own wits. But I tell you what, Harlan, first you can make a dexterity roll.
That's my kind of odds. So now, given the way everyone's rolling, like failing 87 and 88 on 275 tests, is there any chance I get a bonus? Because I said I was doing this anyway. I can't see your face.
I don't see why you would get a bonus.
Because I was running anyway, so it's like I'd decided before the crisis. I tried.
That's true. But no, I'm not going to give you a bonus. just make a straight deck.
It's an 89 on a 68, so of course I'm going to push it.
Push it.
You can push this.
Yeah, I'm going to push it. Now, how am I going to push it? Dan-Ann, any ideas, Dan-Ann, after my interruption of your own? I'm running to a horse. How do I push running to a horse? Well, I guess it's the moment to get on it, is it?
It's about getting on it. I think you're going to just have to try and, you know, do that jumping mount thing,
yeah,
without taking too much time or care.
Is it Dex? If we're both trying to get to it, is it Dex or is it Ride or, like, what is it?
Well, yeah, so Harlan, it can either be Ride or Dex, but you're probably not very good at Ride, so you probably want to still keep it a Dex roll.
I mean, I put 33 valuable points into that, I'll have you know. Those points come at a premium, gentlemen. On 75 Ride.
My ride is 75 and I've failed twice.
Okay, so you're going to try and do a running mount.
I think I see him. I see the events, don't I? That's the thing. That's what changes it, isn't it, Andy? I see the leap and I see Jesse go down and he whirls back up. And of course, he's desperate to get to my horse, but I've got the edge. But I see all of that in a split second. And I think, as Dan and Gilbert Gray have gestured off screen or off audio, I leap. Two hands, okay, grasping for that saddle.
Can I assist in any way? Probably not if I've just rolled my own thing.
I think I'm quite a long way away from you. I'd argue. I don't know about...
Yeah. So, Dan, what I can say is with that successful ride roll, if Harlan manages to get on top of Sally and start riding off, you'll do that kind of grab the saddle and leap on as he's passing in classic.
But it is dependent on him getting to it as well.
But it is dependent on him now succeeding.
So I'm still in sprint, but I'm sort of...
Stupidly, I closed my character sheet. Here it is. Let's go again.
Here we go.
it's
amazing.
I can't see what I roll because it's just slowed out.
The same roll.
Roll 20 has decided to totally fuck you tonight.
89 twice on a 68, guys.
I leap past you and get kicked in the head.
Well, no, none of that's even going to happen because what happens is you run. So Harlan runs towards Sally, leaps up, holds on to the pommel of the saddle, and realizes that the saddle hasn't been properly attached. It's unstrapped at the bottom, and you just basically slide all the way around and are hanging beneath Sally.
Oh, no.
That's terrible equine management.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. And she gets really spooked by this and just starts running off down the high street with you hanging underneath, being dragged. And I need you to make a strength roll to see whether you can hang on. Or if you even want to hang on, I guess.
Whether you want to, surely, yeah.
or whether you... Well, okay, are you going to try and hang on, or are you just going to let go?
But if, I mean, I'm not a fool. I've got my 33% ride. Do I have an understanding that she's just going to trample me, or...?
I suppose in your head you're probably trying to work out what's worse, letting go now or just being dragged along. I'll tell you what, though, if you do succeed, you'll be able to sort of grab the reins as well and kind of slow her down. But you will need to make a successful strength roll. And if you fail, well, something pretty terrible is going to happen.
God damn it.
Or you can let go and...
Something terrible might happen.
Well, perhaps something less terrible.
She ain't a trained horse. She might just stop in a while after being spooked. That's all I'll say.
I think it's that moment. He's committed, and now if it's going wrong, I think he'll try and hold on. Just for... Well, we're losing the dock. It's 50-50... I'm going to hold on. Let's see what happens.
All right, make a strength roll.
I play boss.
57 versus... It's so slow going back to the chat, so you've all seen it. A 63 out of 57.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So that's an astonishing number of fails from us.
An amazing number of fails, and you can't push this one because this is essentially like almost like a second push roll on the action, and you desperately try to grab the reins and pull her, and you just can't hang on. Your boots are being dragged across the rough ground, and you just let go. Your hand slips, and you are trampled by Sally.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
And you take 3 points of damage as she treads on your ribs.
Ah, well, ribs. Okay. Okay. Could have been worse.
Boss! Boss!
But as you're lying there groaning, you do see that Sally has just basically come to a stop maybe 100 yards away.
Lionel's just going to look over at Gilbert and say, if there's anything that we might want to do that involves a distraction, this might be a real good time.
Like I said, we're supposed to be keeping a low profile.
Yeah, but yeah, lemons, lemonade.
The effort we put into getting that cop on side. What a waste.
God damn it.
All right, Fish, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Distraction, what?
Is there anywhere else in town we need to break into?
God damn son of a bitch.
Is it, watching Fleischman sort of make off into the distance, is it obvious what direction he's heading in? You know, this town is small. Is it clear whether he's going up into the hills or towards the church? Or
yes, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a 50-50 roll.
Okay,
whether he's heading for the vault or for the barn. So Dom, do you want to just roll a dice, and I'll say if you roll a d6, 1 to 3 you're heading to the barn, 4 to 6 you're heading to the vault. Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
You see he's heading to the barn.
Okay.
Or at least in the direction. He's heading south towards where the obelisk and the barn were.
Fine.
Take her, Jesse. Take her, son of a bitch. Oh, that's going to hurt in the morning. Take her.
So, yeah. So, Jesse, given that you hadn't taken your action yet and that Sally has stopped, if you want to take Sally, she's there waiting, but you will need to tighten up the straps, the saddle straps.
I don't want to leave Harlan lying there with his fucking ribs caved in.
I'm heavily waving you away.
Take her!
As I see you running towards me.
I know, and I ignore it, and I'd like to try and do first aid.
What a sweetie.
Well, just wait, because my first aid ain't great, so it's going to get horribly wrong.
But might not thank you for it.
Wait, Harlan, how good are you at fixing it? You can fix yourself up, as you wave me away.
God's sake, take the goddamn horse. We can't lose the dock. Gray's right. This is a nightmare. Fish.
Are you sure?
Fish, take it all. Burn it all. I don't care, son of a bitch. Break into all of it.
Okay. Ugh. If you're sure.
Goddamn colourful words about my aunt.
In that case, he's convinced me, and I do want to just tighten up and try and jump on to Sally.
Okay, again, you can make a dexterity roll, and we'll see how quickly you can tighten up the saddle straps.
Fuck's sake.
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't do it, it's just you're a bit slow, and by the time you've kind of fumbled around, because the saddle got all twisted round and the reins got tangled, you untangle it all.
The dust in the air.
By the time you manage to tie it all up and get on the back of Sally, there's no sign of Shatterhand or the dock. They've actually perhaps made it to the tree line. But you know where they're going, so if you want to chase, that's perfectly... Oh God, I've got this horrible thought of Shatterhand getting into another bear trap now, but...
Damn straight.
I know.
You show a revolver.
I did at least warn Fleischman and the others about the bear traps, but whether or not he's in the right mind to think about that.
Yeah, the perfectly sane Fleischman...
I think once I've got it secured, depending on what the others are doing, I think I will turn back to Harlan and say, what shall I do? Shall I follow him there, or...?
Follow him, Jesse. We'll try and deal with the fallout back here.
Contain him.
Okay. And I want to jump on and ride off in the direction of the barn.
Okay, you do so. So, for the three remaining in town, Harlan, you're perhaps picking yourself up out of the dust.
Shattered ribs.
Well, it's only 3 hit points of damage. That's not a major wound, so no, it's not a break, but that's some severe bruising. Yeah. You got lucky there, Harlan. You that could have easily been a broken rib.
Oh, yeah. He knows it. I think I bit my tongue. I got blood down my chin. I'm a mess. But I think the thing I do is, as I'm staggering, I start taking my jacket off, and I start, my coat off, and I start rolling it up really neatly into a ball, and then just using it to bash down the dust. As I'm wincing and variously saying things about, oh, the maiden aunt! Oh, she didn't go to bed on time! Oh, she didn't say her prayers! Oh. Probably only brushed her teeth once!
No, that was me thinking Fleischmann was the crazy one.
I throw the balled-up coat at Grey. Son of a bitch! And I take my moustache comb out, and I start charging towards him.
The way I attend to my personal hygiene may be a problem for you, Grey. You put poison into people. I don't question you for that. So you back down, you son of a bitch.
I start brushing my moustache right in his face.
Hey, they pay good money for what you call poison. They ask for it. They ask for it. They pay for it. They like it. They want it. I don't put poison in him. Not like Fleischmann.
Best damn hooch I ever tasted, Grey.
And I gently put my hand on his shoulder and I say, God damn it. You think I've broken a rib? What the hell should we do?
I sort of feel out and feel his side. Does it feel to me?
Ha! God, did you warm those hands up?
Does it feel to me like I can help him out? I've got quite good medicine.
No, you can tell he hasn't got a broken rib because the scream that he would have emitted when you pressed him down on it would have been much louder if he had a broken rib.
No, it's just muscular.
What's left of him?
That's what they always say. Just muscular.
Costochondritis, right? Yeah, ligaments. Sure.
Fish, what are you thinking?
Fish has wandered off.
Oh, where is he?
He's got to take advantage of this chaos and try to find a car to steal.
I think that's a very sensible idea.
Oh, Blake.
I think there will undoubtedly be a car somewhere. Perhaps it was just parked on the side street, and perhaps it belongs to Juan Herrera, the hotel manager.
Oh, yeah. He won't mind us borrowing it.
I'm sure he won't. He's been very friendly to you so far. So, yeah, I don't think people used to lock their cars back then.
And if they did, I'm still pretty good at stealing them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. You can get in the car and start it up. The engine purrs. Probably not purrs, because roars, rattles into life. And yeah, you have a vehicle.
Okay, and then I'll bring it round to pick up the others, grudgingly.
Okay, and I assume you'll head... Where are you going to head?
That's a very good question.
Follow that horse.
Follow that horse. So actually, here's the issue. I mean, you don't know this, Lionel, but obviously Harlan and Gilbert know. It's only a track leading up to the obelisk, so you're going to have to probably circle round, way round the hill and come up the other side to get to the barn.
Well, that might not be a bad idea anyway. Maybe that's what I say as Fish pulls up. Oh, Fish, you're one step ahead of us again in your Nissan Micra 2002.
You got insurance on that?
You're one step ahead of us again, but the track up there is... if he's heading where I think he's heading... Christ, God knows how he knows how to get there. He hasn't been there, but... Well, it...
Shatterhands has.
The road... There's no road up there. I guess he's thinking where he's going. He doesn't need roads, but... we do in this car, so maybe we could kill two birds with one stone. We make a very ostentatious display of leaving town. We take the long way round. We say our goodbyes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm liking this plan, Doc. I'm liking this plan, except for the bit where we get everyone to notice us driving away in a stolen car.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm liking it, apart from the fact that we need to get old Shatterhand back off that maniac. Whether he's the Prince of Austria or the psychologist or whatever the fuck he is today.
You're gone, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I shout that back over my shoulder and no one hears me.
I heard a voice on the wind.
No one hears me.
It's an old Apache method. Jesse knows the secret ways.
Hold your ear to the ground.
Yeah.
Wind talking, yes.
Good point. Okay, just step on it. Let's just get out of here as quick as we can.
Yeah, I've already started driving.
Yeah, and so you leave Castronegro, and maybe for the last time, we'll have to see. And at this moment, I would like to think that Fred Garcia, as he's heading up to the Diaz house, he's thinking to himself,
I sure hope those boys were discreet when they were leaving town.
He just sees fireworks going off in the distance.
There's this huge explosion.
Plumes of dust.
Yeehaw! Tommy gun on the side. No, no, we don't have any of that. If only we did, we might need it.
Shoggoth bursting out the earth.
Now, back in the mind of Dr. Fleischmann, cutting back. What I didn't tell you, Dr. Fleischmann, is that during that whole interlude, that whole... Well, I guess you are now definitely in some kind of fugue state. All you can think of is rotting corpses and fragments of bone poking up through the stinking dirt. And your desire to just get down there with it. Get your hands deep into the mulch. The decomposition. Get it under your fingernails. And you're not sure quite how. I suppose you don't really have a rational mind at the moment. But you've somehow made a breakthrough. That spell that you were trying to learn the other night. Well, you're sure you know how it works now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so at some point... Maybe the trees will come to your aid when you can command them. But we'll just leave that one there. As you charge through the forest, maybe that's what it is. You're charging through the forest, and as you're not even really paying attention to what Shatterhand is doing. He's perfectly capable of finding his own way. A couple of times he even leaps over bear traps. He knows to look out for them, and you're sort of jolted a bit in the saddle, and your gaze is idly drifting to the left and the right, and the trees are getting bigger and denser and darker. And a few times, you're sure you see the branches moving and maybe even reaching out to you. But reaching out in a, almost like in a gesture of a friendship.
I'll high-five one as I go past.
There's a rustle of leaves, and... Well, I guess it all comes down to timing now, doesn't it? I think Shatterhand probably doesn't necessarily be riding at full speed. So we'll just make this another ride roll for Jesse and the back of Sally.
Let's do it.
Come on, we can do it. Come on. 75% chance.
I mean, I haven't succeeded on a ride roll yet.
Someone's got to succeed on something.
Yes.
Yes. Finally. Not even a hard success. I mean, why did I put all those points in?
I know. On a 75, man.
But it's a regular success, and you actually get a few glimpses through the winding path up ahead, through the trees. You actually see that familiar, dappled brown...
Shatterhand's arse. And Fleischmann's, with the
dappled brown arse of Dr. Fleischmann, with his tail swishing backwards and forwards. No, you do see that much-loved and familiar form of Shatterhand up ahead.
Yeah.
Perhaps a pang of resentment in your chest.
Oh, a huge pang of resentment. And also, I don't know how he's done this, but I've spent my life training this horse, and he's managed to take it off me in a second, so there's going to be words.
There will probably be words.
The Shatterhand shattered your heart.
I know. Not for the first.
And you just break through the tree line as Shatterhand slows his gait and just starts trotting towards the barn up ahead. And Shatterhand is a wise horse.
Yeah.
He pulls up short about 10 feet before this circle of dead vegetation and whinnies and snorts and paws the ground with his forehoof and refuses to go any further. Fleischmann. Well, you know what? You're still having a bout of madness. So Fleischmann, you see Fleischmann just dismount, tries to drag Shatterhand forward by the reins. Shatterhand is not having anything of it. And then Fleischmann just turns and starts running towards the barn.
Well, that's an improvement as far as I'm concerned. Is there anything to tie a horse to nearby? Like, even if it's just a stump of a tree or...
Sure.
So I can sort of dismount Sally, right? And tie her up.
But if you do that now, you're probably a good 100 yards away from the barn. Fleischmann will have...
Okay. Well, I'd like to trot up towards Shatterhand instead then, but I'm going to stay on.
Okay.
Try and rejoin the other horse. Try not to cry. Try not to show him I'm crying. And then if there's something nearby I can tie both horses to, that'd be fucking perfect. I'm happy to take the time to do that rather than run up and join Fleischmann.
Priorities, right?
Yeah, totally.
So yeah. Taking infinite care and just making sure that the knot is tight and that the branch will hold.
I hear screams and I hear like squelching. I hear the sound of stars crashing into each other. And I ignore that and I carry on tying the horses together.
Man's got to have priorities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And at this point, given that they were in a car and obviously could go a lot faster than a trotting horse, but we'll decide exactly how well they got there because Lionel's going to have to make a drive roll.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
I think you have passed a drive roll at some point in the past. I seem to recall in some game or other. But
I imagine bear traps would do some damage on tyres, right? I mean, I'm just...
But it is a 1.1 litre three-cylinder, so do we get a bonus die?
That is true, yeah, yeah.
It's from the future.
With the fibreglass chassis, yeah.
Do I want to spend 26 points of luck on this?
No, not on driving.
No, that's a lot.
No, we'll just have to ditch the car if it comes to it.
Yeah, if you're heading towards a cliff, maybe, but if it's just driving in general...
I'll tell you what happens. You're going along quite fast initially, and you circle round the base of the hill, staying away from the edge of the woods. You're driving along a fairly well-kept track. It's not a paved road, but it's flat enough. And then to actually get up to the barn, you're going to have to go up a much rougher path, and you're going to have to slow down, or you're going to have to just trust your luck. That's the offer if you want to make the push roll. But you could also spend the luck as well.
No. Or we could just give up on the car.
You know, you'll be able to go up there. It's just you'll have to go quite slowly. Or you could get out and walk. I mean, that's, of course, another option.
Fuck it. I'm going to push the roll.
Oh, it's on brand.
It is definitely on brand.
We've all pushed it.
Okay, so you swerve upwards towards the rough, stony track leading up to the barn.
I am going to take it as fast as the car will let me. I'm going to accelerate into all the corners because we've got to try to get there before Dr. Fleischman gets himself into any more trouble.
Fucking step on it, fish!
That's a motivational speech.
No! That's 44. Two better.
It's better.
I mean, it was a bit better. And for a few seconds, the sense of achievement, the sense of glee, you're doing it, you're drifting into the corner, skidding across the rough gravel and stones. And then a much bigger boulder appears in front of you.
Oh, God.
And you go straight over it, and you hear this shearing sound, and then the car just stops, and you're all thrown forwards. And everyone in the car is going to take a D2 damage. 2 points of damage to everyone in the car as it goes from 40 miles an hour to stopped. And split second, and the car starts smoking and steam is coming out from underneath it. Something very bad just happened, Lionel, to the car.
If you hit me at 30 miles an hour, there's an 80% chance I'll live. If you hit me at 50 miles an hour...
God. That fucking advert.
So, Lionel.
Fellas, do you see what hit us there? I didn't see... was there another car?
Yeah... Don't worry about it, fish.
I think I might have broken a rib finally. God damn it.
Finally.
Son of a bitch. What is it with you people and vehicles? God damn. I can't say anything else about my aunt. Don't make me move on to the subject of my mother.
No, I don't think anyone wants that. Right, let's just get out of here.
Are you fellas feeling up to walking after that?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know this, fish. I'm not a well man. I guess maybe now's as good a time as any to tell you. They gave me months, a year or two if I'm lucky. So, yeah, I'm ready to walk. Might be the last time I get a walk in the woods.
Both his arms are dismembered and just at the side of the road.
Let's do this and we can all get home to our families. And I drag myself out the back of the car, clutching my side.
Yeah, sure, dog.
To our families.
I need to see Skylar.
Yeah, and as you get out, the car is kind of slightly rocking backwards and forwards. It's been completely grounded on this big boulder and will not be going anywhere probably ever again.
I crawl out into the bushes and I lean against a tree and I say, I don't know, fish. Probably best the doc didn't get his hands on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he might have crashed it.
And I nod, agreeing. Happy in the delusion.
So the barn is probably about a 5-minute walk away.
20 minutes later, I get there. I've lost half my hit points now, but not in a single
You have, haven't you? From basically nothing. You've lost, and it's all been caused by your friends. All of your damage.
I think he's now convinced. I think Blake, as he's staggering along, you know, he'll get a stick and he'll be leaning on the stick. But I think he's totally convinced there's something weird. It's like they came in on the train and he was mad. Fleischmann was mad on the train the moment they met. And he's been banging on about vehicles ever since. And he stuck his head out like a dog in the car. And then everything's been moving too fast. Blake has not liked the speed of the last 24 hours at all. He's always been behind. And I think he does turn to them on the walk up and says, after Gray's speech, he says, "Funny you mentioned your family. I lost my wife. She died. She was killed. I didn't lose her. She was killed. But I do have a daughter. She's all grown up now. Someone else took after her. Someone who could do it." And he stops dead in his tracks and he looks at them both and he goes, "I have this weirdest feeling that this is a place of death. You saw it, Gray, the way the plants died around that stone. Fish, I'm not kidding you. There's something else going on up there. That piping, we all heard it. But I think Jesse heard it first, right, Gray? He acted real weird by the barn."
"Yeah, yeah. A lot of people have been acting weird since we got here, but..."
"Well, he's a cool customer. He doesn't do things like that. He went to get into the barn. I tried to wrestle him, you remember? I should have told you, Fish, back at the Changeling, I should have said. You hear that piping? You tamp it down, yeah? You bite down.
You stick your fingers deep into your ears."
"Maybe. You carrying a gun, Fish?"
No. No, I never touch guns."
"Oh, yeah, I remember now. Knives?"
"No."
"Oh, well, I guess just harsh language then. I'll double check my gun's loaded and walk on."
"I was just going to say, I'll walk alongside Harlan on the way there and sort of say, Mr. Blake, I know you're going to feel sad about having lost your wife, but..." And then, you know, Fish will put a comforting hand on Harlan's shoulder and say, "But the dead are never really lost to us. They're always here with us." And he gives you a big smile and then walks on.
Shoot him in the back of the head.
The least comforting thing that could be said in this situation.
So the three rather bruised and battered individuals head up the hill towards the barn. Jesse, you've tied up the horses and you see Fleischmann. He's torn open the barn door and just disappeared inside.
Great. Well, there's no need to make any shout for him or anything. He's clearly on one, so I'll jog afterwards and hopefully try and catch him before he goes down the death slide into the Centre Parks holiday area.
Shoggoth Parks.
The Centre Parks Lovecraft edition.
Yes. Centre of the Earth Parks, yeah.
Oh, the Rapids! Oh, fuck.
At the Rapids of Madness.
Yeah, I'll try and catch him before the Rapids of Madness.
And the good thing is, I suppose the saving grace, you seem to be dragging your feet deliberately. I mean, anyone watching might have thought that you were deliberately taking your time to go into the barn.
It's almost as if I care more about the horses than him.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
But the saving grace is that by the time you get to the barn, Fleischmann is still there, standing by the trapdoor, because he's currently donning a robe and selecting one of the silver sickles.
And in fact, if I'm stood like that, I think as you come through the door, I'm wild-eyed, stood with this sickle, two sickles maybe, and I throw one to you, and I say, "Und wenn du lange in den Abgrund blickst, blickt der Abgrund auch in dich hinein," as I reach for the trapdoor.
Sprechen Sie what?
Run that through Google Translate.
Yeah, we definitely need a Google Translate on that.
I'm sure you can guess what it is for the listener.
As quick as an eye blink?
I've got no German.
It's if you gaze into the abyss for a long time, the abyss also gazes into you.
I get none of that, obviously. But I think, unless it's a dex roll, I think I do catch the sickle you throw me. But I also want to just shoulder my rifle and point it at him. Not towards the face, but towards the torso. Just the general area and say, "Fleischmann, the fuck are you doing, man?"
And Dom, you can take control now, again, of Fleischmann. Because you're essentially, I'm going to say you're no longer in a summary bout of madness, as it were. But you're still having...
batshit.
Yeah, you're still batshit crazy. But you're back in control, but...
Yeah. So, it fears the sickles. It fears the sickles. I don't know what we're going to... But it fears the sickles. It is our only defense. How we combat it after that, I will rely on the trees. I think.
Okay. So as far as I'm concerned, he's still fucking batshit crazy. I've seen no difference in his behavior. So I think I lower the rifle towards the floor, but I keep it cocked under my shoulder and I say, here, listen. What is it? What do you think's down there? We came away for the same reason. Why the fuck would we go down there? You saying there's something down there living?
Living. Too much living. Too alive.
a great thing. It must be stopped. We have to stop it. I believe it is the source of Diaz's control, of his power. And whatever gestalt entity it is, it must be stopped.
Yeah. I don't know from gestalt entities, but could you tell me at least what sort of thing it is? Like, will we be able to take care of it between the two of us, or should we wait for our compadres?
Give them a sickle. We can only take as many as there are sickles.
Right. Okay, well, wait there then. Don't go down beforehand, because you'll get your ass handed to you.
I stand there and whistle for a bit.
I'd like to head to the door and just see if I can see any sign of... I'm assuming they'll be following us, so I want to see if I can see any dust on the road or any sign they might be about to...
Tickle-a-lee!
At this point, you both start to hear this faint, almost imperceptible piping sound coming from the trap door. And Fleischmann, you find it soothing.
This is the same piping that made me do like a sort of impromptu Kaylee dance last time I was here or something, right?
I don't think the piping made you do that.
No, I think I just did that for a laugh.
Yeah, you know what?
The Kaylee out of space.
Jesse.
It's my second time hearing it, for sure.
It's your second dose. I do want you to make a power roll.
Yeah, that's fair. Why am I so honest? Right, there we go.
Oh
dear.
It's been an amazing time set of rolls today. There's a lot of red.
It's been nice playing with you all.
Yeah, I genuinely thought you were just going to say, well, it's been lovely playing with you, Dannon.
Thanks.
And Jesse, I think you and Fleischmann do need to go down there and deal with this thing together.
Yeah, I think as soon as I hear those pipes, I realise that. I recognise the melody and I think, well, of course, I recognise that. And Shatterhand's safe and I've got to have a chat with Fleischmann anyway to work out what that's all about. But if he's going down there, I think I'll approach him with the sickle. I'll shoulder the rifle again, approach him with the sickle and ask him for a robe. You got another one of those hoodies?
Yeah, there were more in the floor. And Scrabble for one.
Mine says corn. Yours says Slipknot. Sick.
Hug a horse, hug a hoodie.
Let's go.
So, donning your velvet robes, you lift up the trap door and you see this dirt slide going down into darkness. And the piping increases in its intensity.
Right.
It hungers.
Yeah. Hey, what do we do when we get down there? We just congratulate the guy, or we steal his pipes, or what?
I just make the Willem Dafoe face from that gif. Just insane grin. Insane, confused grin.
I don't know what will happen, but we have to try something.
Okay, gotcha. And I jump down.
Whee!
At which point I slap myself on the face and go, what was I thinking? And leave.
Shut the trap door.
Yeah, no, I scrabble.
Do you give him a few seconds or do you just jump straight in behind Fleischmann?
Oh, yeah, I scrabble down there as well, yeah.
So the two of you go sliding down. It's actually not like you can maintain control. It's like a half slide, half scramble as you slide down. And we'll cut back to the other three.
In fact, I think what I'd say is, as I'm crawling down, I'm muttering about commanding the trees. And I say, we are going to war. It may be that we go to our doom. Which is a Lord of the Rings reference, Dan would appreciate.
I love it. The Ents are going to war. Boolarum.
The Ents are going to war, that's it. Oh, I really hope the trees help us.
Well, yeah, you might need them. But anyway, or maybe not. We'll have to see. But we'll cut back to the other three as you get to the barn and you realise you are a little bit late because the two horses are tied up and the barn door is swinging in the wind, banging against the frame. And you can also hear this piping sound. And you also hear the voices of your two friends. And they sound deep and far away, echoing from inside the barn.
Well, the horses have bolted and the barn door hasn't even been shut. You can hear that, right? The piping. It's not just me.
Yeah, I really wish I couldn't, Doc. I really wish I couldn't.
All right, well, let's just take this easy. I don't know what Fleischmann thinks he's up to. What do you reckon?
Do we really need to go down there after them?
I'm going to have to go down. Say, Fish, excuse me. That's that punctured rib.
Punctured rim?
That's that punctured lung.
That's what happens if you stop.
I believe that's called a deflated inner tube.
Yeah.
A punctured rim.
That's what stopping at 40 miles an hour will do to you.
Listen, I know it sounds like a really nasty upper respiratory tract, but I don't know what that's to do with. That's just my voice and my keep coughing. I don't know what it is. It's the dust in this place. It's got in my lungs. But I'm thinking, you any good with some bandages? I got some in my pocket here. I always carry them. And he takes out a very neat wallet and pops it open, and there's a couple of, it's like a rudimentary first aid kit. He's like a walking specialist wallet.
Let me take a look at that.
Eye wash station.
If he's got some bandages, is that a first aid roll, or could, I can't do medicine, can I, unless I'm in like a proper...
No, because that takes an hour for a start. But yeah, you can make a first aid.
I'll do a bit of first aid. I'm not going to bother with myself, but I'll do a bit of first aid on Blake, if that's all right.
Yeah, you try and bandage up his ribs, which are coming up in glorious multicolored bruises.
He's in a lot of pain.
Oh no, is it 100?
Oh shit.
It's a fumble then, it's a fumble. Oh, it's a 99.
Yeah, it's a fumble.
yeah, it's a fumble.
Wait a minute, that's not a bandage, that's the carotid artery.
As I take out the bandages, I start unrolling them and I start wrapping them around Blake's ribs and I start speaking and I just calmly say, don't worry about it, Blake. We all start the same way and we're all heading for the same destination. It's just a journey. That's the only thing we can control is the journey and how long it takes to get there. We just have to look after each other on the way. And as I do that, I pull the bandage tight.
And the popping sound that comes from Harlan's ribs tells you that you've probably done it wrong, Gilbert.
I finally broke that rib.
And I'd like to think that Harlan's scream that he lets out of pain as you pull the bandage too tight on his ribs, his tender, delicate ribs, his scream is somehow beautifully harmonized with the two screams that emanate from the basement of the barn.
I say, what do you know, Blake? Looks like you did break a rib.
And I think hearing those screams from down below, Fish, who has nervously been looking at the trapdoor, takes advantage of the other two being distracted, looks around, tries to find the lock for the trapdoor, and locks it again.
And that is where we will end tonight's session.
Beautiful.
Well, my God.
What bastards. What a bunch of clowns.
Who is the real evil here? That's what we want to know. The flutist in the basement or Lionel Fish? Okay, well, thank you all. Amazing, amazing.
Oh my God.
It's thank you time again, and as usual, I wanted to thank all of our backers at all levels. We can't do the show without you. Well, we could, but it wouldn't be anywhere near as good, because with your support and help, we can do all of the extra things that we want to do. I also want to thank all the players, who I realised I haven't really been thanking in our thanks section, so thank you to all the players. I love you all dearly, and I hope that we can continue doing Grizzly Peaks far, far into the future until we're old and grey and can't remember what happened in the last session. Actually, I think that kind of applies to me already, but for the rest of you, you'll get there soon, don't worry. And if you do like our show, which I assume you are if you've listened all the way to the end, then do come and join the fun at patreon.com/grizzlypeaks. Look forward to seeing you there.